I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery.
I can see your heart through your eyes on that night from the balcony. How could we ever make this leap?
Tonight, in Burlington Memorial Auditorium, the Burlington Civic Music 2012-2013 series continues with The Hunts. The Hunt family are an indie folk band from the Southlands of Chesapeake, Virginia. They're seven brothers and sisters who have been writing and composing and playing string instruments all around the country for over 10 years already. They'll be on stage in the Burlington Memorial Auditorium tonight at 7:30. The Burlington Civic Music Series continues with The Hunts. Tonight and tomorrow night, the Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance presents the Studio Theater Spring 2013 season, the first student-directed play this semester, Laughing Wild. It's directed by Brooke Edwards, and the performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Simpkins Theater in Simpkins Hall on the WIU campus. Students are admitted free with a university ID. The general admission is $2. Also in Macomb, tonight and tomorrow night and next weekend, the Macomb Community Theater presents A Bad Year for Tomatoes, a play by John Patrick. This comedy is the story of a famous actress who moves to a New England village to escape her career, to write her autobiography, and to raise some tomatoes. But after interruptions from eccentric neighbors, Myra invents a mad homicidal sister who's locked in an upstairs room but who occasionally escapes just long enough to scare off the unwanted visitors. But since this is a comedy, you know something's going to go wrong with this little act. It certainly does. Directed by Sherry Loving on A Bad Year for Tomatoes at the Macomb Community Theater. For reservations, you can call 309-837-1828, or you can email to livetheater@macomb.com. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, and $6 for students. All performances at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater on South Johnson Road, a mile and a quarter south of Macomb High School. It's Corks and Court. For just this one year, the Performing Arts Society's 14th annual wine tasting event will have a bit of basketball thrown in to add to the excitement. It's set for tomorrow night from 4:30 until 6:30, and the theme combines wine tasting from 4:30 to 6:30 with a Leathernecks men's basketball game. The tasting will be at the University Union Heritage Room on the WIU campus. Participants will then receive a free general admission ticket to the Leathernecks game against Cleveland State afterwards. The wine tasting includes more than 60 wines, a wine-themed silent auction, live jazz, and hors d'oeuvres. And there is a non-alcoholic option available as well. The attire for the evening has been termed Leatherneck Casual. Tickets may be purchased at the door the afternoon of this event. Valet parking will be available at the University Union's Murray Street entrance. It's open to the public, and those interested in attending do not need to be members of the Performing Arts Society. The PAS is dedicated to advancing arts programming, including the Youth Performing Arts Series and the Bureau of Cultural Affairs. A little later on Saturday night, the Western Illinois University School of Music is presenting a guest recital by oboist Allison Roebuck, joined by pianist Nare Ju. That's at 7:30 p.m. in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. It's free and open to the public and includes works by Lillet, Hindemith, and Dutilleux. tomorrow night in Galesburg at the beautiful Orpheum Theater. The Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra presents another subscription concert. This month's program includes Washka's Belgrade Overture, the Violin Concerto No. 3 of Camille Saint-Saëns, and the Symphony No. 1 of Johannes Brahms. The concert features Louise Pollet, who has been a member of the orchestra since 1984 and concertmaster since the 2007-2008 season. Currently, she teaches violin at Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges. Louise Pollet will be the soloist in the Saint-Saëns Concerto. The Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra in the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg tomorrow night at 7:30. On Monday evening, a first-ever international fashion show will be held in advance of Western Illinois University's 40th Annual International Bazaar. That fashion show will be from 7 until 9 p.m. in the Multicultural Center on the WIU campus. International students will showcase clothing from their home country. The event is open, free to the public. The 40th Annual International Bazaar will come to Western next weekend, March 1st and 2nd. For more information, contact the Casa Latina Cultural Center at 309-298-3379. Wednesday evening in the COFAC Recital Hall on the Western Illinois University campus, the BCA presents gaming fraud expert and flash memory artist Sal the Hitman Piacenti. Cultural events coordinator Mike Music explains.
Sal the Hitman, for years and years, he's worked with the gaming industry. He is a cheat catcher. He teaches the casinos, you know, how to find card counters, how to identify people that are using mechanical means to cheat the house. He demonstrates, you know, a bunch of these things. You know, he brings, you know, like foot computer and this kind of stuff. He showed us how to stack a 6-card shoe. He was dealing out 5 hands from a shoe, and we saw him shuffle it. But that's not what impressed us. What impressed us the most is he took a copy of U.S. News and World Distort. It was dated the day before, and he had 3 copies of it, and he handed it out in the audience. And he goes, pick a page, you know, page 27. He goes, all right, on that page, there's an article about this, and the article says this, this, this. There's an ad in the corner about this. He did that for every page. 87 pages, someone said, page 89, he goes, the back cover is 87, you're trying to trick me. It's a memory technique that he says anybody can learn, and that's one of the reasons we're having it, because I had grad students with me, and they're going, I need to know how to do this thing. but Sal says, very, very nice guy, you know, very unassuming. He goes, look, if I can learn this, anybody. He said it took him about 45 minutes to memorize the magazine. We ask him, well, is that long-term memory? Is that short-term memory? He goes, it's your choice. That's one of the things he's also going to do during this is teach you how to catch cheats at cards and dice, but also this memory technique. It's amazing.
Sal the Hitman Piacenti, Wednesday, February 27th. That will be in the COFAC Recital Hall on the WIU campus. On Thursday evening at WIU's Malpas Library, Bill Mackestad will present Who is Al Sears and Why is He Important to the History of American Music? According to Terry Stewart, president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Al Sears was a Renaissance musician and entrepreneur whose influence still resonates today. Whether as a jazz player from the 1920s until rock and roll in the 1950s, as a businessman, as owner of his own publishing company, and one of the first African-American executives of a major record label, or as a civil rights advocate, Macomb-born Al Sears led a fascinating life that made him a role model. Join us for a musical and historical introduction to Macomb's own favorite jazz song. The presentation is free and open to the public, part of the Arts and Self-Perception series. That's on the Leslie F. Malpas Library Garden Lounge, 7 o'clock, on Thursday evening. And let me point out that another great Tri-States Public Radio Celebration concert is just around the corner on Saturday, March 2nd. David Wax Museum. This alternative indie band has deep grassroots in both Mexican and Appalachian traditional music, combining Latin rhythm, call-and-response hollering, and donkey jawbone rattling. They were impressive at South by Southwest, listed by Time magazine as one of the top 10 acts. They surprised folks at the Newport Festival, and they'll be here for a celebration concert on Saturday, March 2nd. David Wax Museum.
I was born broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. And the world would give me a break, waiting ready to pounce. I was born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. I was born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, in two. If you're out wandering the streets, knock on my window, it'll open. My bed is small, but so are we. Let love lay us low, here's the hoping. Ooh, you were born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. You were born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, in two. Sometimes we get so confused, we get taken for a ride, we get worked over. Some of us come with new hearts, most of us come with used hearts. Baby, why do you look so sad? There are men who will stand accused, but they won't be told the why. With a broken heart, she was broken. They were born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, in two. Sometimes we get so confused, we get taken for a ride, we get run over. Some of us come with new hearts, most of us come with used hearts. Baby, why do you look so sad?
David Wax Museum. They'll be our guests at a Tri-States Public Radio Celebration concert Saturday, March 2nd at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. Great music made available right here in our studios in Macau. I'm Ken Zonlight. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.